Blessed Furnace Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And who are you and where are we?
Hi, my name is Walt Staten. I'm from Arizona Food Not Bombs. And right now we're at a camp here in Covington, Louisiana. The Covington is just across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans, about 40 miles from the city. And the camp is an RV park that Veterans for Peace has been leasing to run kind of a distribution center, and every day they run out different little delegations to bring food and aid to people all over the South right now.
And what groups are here at this camp beside Food Not Bombs?
Veterans for Peace is the main organizers. There's Plenty something or other. They've got a bus, and that's pretty much about it as far as the actual separate groups that are here right now.
There's some Rainbow People in Waveland?
Yeah, Waveland is a town, I think it's in Mississippi, that got hit pretty hard, and there's a big kind of Rainbow Kitchen right there that we're going to try and plug more of our efforts into. There's groups all over doing a lot of amazing work.
And how many people are they feeding there a day?
From what I understand, in Waveland, they're feeding about, they're serving about 2,000 people a day. And it's pretty much the Rainbow group is doing the kitchen. Even the National Guard and local police are getting served by the Rainbows. So it's a pretty cool scene over there.
Okay, let's say that somebody said, what good is it to get a van, load it up, burn gas, and come down here? Why don't you just send it UPS?
You know, the human interactions down here are so crucial. Every person that's been displaced, every person that's had their house ruined or whatever the case is, they each have their own unique story to tell. And one thing I've learned is you can't generalize and just say everybody, you know, in New Orleans is doing this or saying that or feeling a certain way. Each and every interaction we have is so crucial, and to hear their story, let them talk, tell them that we care and that there's other people around the nation, around the world that are willing to come down. And so, I mean, just having people here has just been, it's a crucial part of the whole aid process. If you just go and drop a bunch of bottled water and canned food on someone's doorstep and run off, I mean, you're really not doing anything. And I think it's such a good model for the rest of the world. I mean, it takes a crisis to get us to come out, but, you know, we should go talk to our neighbors that need help and stuff like that too. So there's a tractor running by.
And as you're driving around, are you stopped by the National Guard?
You know, New Orleans is the only place that's really under this military state kind of thing, and that's slowly relaxing. There's a lot of curfews. Places I've been in the Gulf region are under 6 p.m. curfew. That's now 7 or 8 p.m. National Guard's really kind of laid back. They're just there to be a presence and look forceful and kind of have this facade of order or something and law. They're doing work, but, you know, they're just kind of there to look cool. They're not hampering anything that I've tried to do, at least not in the Gulf. In New Orleans, they got a little more of a tight control, but that's slowly starting to relax as well right now.
Now, we keep on hearing over the internet about Algiers. People say that they need food and people to come to Algiers. They don't want us to go down to Latin America, do they?
Yeah, Algiers is a great little area that, it's just some long-term community organizers that are pulling that off, and it's sort of like this is the first chance they've had to, the entire community's been displaced and coming back, and they can reorganize and rebuild as they see fit. And so they're running their own kitchens, their own clinic, their own everything.
Were they flooded?
Okay. Algiers wasn't, it's on the opposite side of the river from the actual city, New Orleans, so they weren't flooded by the levees. I mean, they had, you know, the rain and stuff, but, they didn't have, like, the levees breaking or anything like that.
Now, in Pittsburgh, we're thinking of bringing a caravan down here in October for a week. This obviously is a long-term effort, right?
Yeah, a lot of people, there's definitely an immediacy to this, like getting out and people, I mean, there's people that still haven't had electricity and probably won't have electricity for another few weeks or months, and there's a lot to do right now, but the big thing is to keep up, you know, the energy and the efforts for months and months. I mean, you know, so many people have had their homes completely destroyed, are going to need to rebuild, you know, or move or whatever, or just fix their roofs, get their electrical, their plumbing, take out their drywall. I mean, the places that were in the storm surge, their entire homes were underwater, under seawater for, you know, about 12 hours. So, I mean, there's going to be need for all kinds of help for months and months. You know, I mean, there's still people rebuilding from Hurricane Andrew and, you know, all these hurricanes that happened last year and the year before that, So it's real important to not just come and be here for like a week right after it happens, but, you know, plan ahead and do some fundraising and bring down lumber, bring down, you know, roofing and stuff in October, November, December. There'll be a need for months and months.
Now, the one way people can get a hold of you is through the email, through the Food Not Bombs website?
Yeah, foodnotbombs.net is a good kind of focal point for information, and that kind of gets disseminated out through Keith McHenry, who's a co-founder of the movement, and we're staying in touch with him. So that's a good source, and I mean, there's, you know, it looks like there's going to be a Food Not Bombs presence all over the South for a while, and it shouldn't be too hard to get our phone numbers and just call us directly, see where we're at, and, you know, we're collecting information, and we can guide people as to where they can go.
Yeah, I think that I have Keith's number here. He turned me on to Quest, where he had an 800 number, which every activist should have. Keith McHenry, who's with Food Not Bombs, you could call him about all this. 1-800-884-1136. 1-800-884-1136. And this is Vincent Irene from the front lines. And you think you have it bad? It's time for a meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent.